We have to tell them, we have to demand that there will be no more bailouts for Wall Street. There will be no more bailouts for the auto industry. We have to let the system collapse upon itself for it to right itself.
On the 98th anniversary of the Federal Reserve, the Restore the Republic campaign held massive rallies nationwide to call for an end to the Federal Reserve system and reform the current monetary process.
The End the Fed rally that's going on in 38 cities across the country at all the branches. This is the main office of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private bank. It's not a part of our government. It's a organizations have been stealing the prosperity of our country for almost 100 years.
Outside the main Federal Reserve in Washington, concerned Americans call the system unconstitutional.
Once we declared independence, the colonies started printing out their own money. But now, that power has been taken away from Congress and is solely in the hands of the Federal Reserve.
Getting revenue through inflation is easy. Therefore, we get more of what politicians want, and we get less of what we want.
They also blame the mishandlings of the Fed on the current financial crisis.
Bernanke held a gun to our head asking for the bailout. Anything that he says will make the market go down. So it's just outright theft.
I think it's brought on by the deteriorating economy for some, and others it's a longer-term awareness of the Federal Reserve being sort of a hijacker of our economic system that's supposed to belong to us through Congress.
Obama is a puppet for the New World Order. I don't expect Obama to do anything.
Most say Obama will not be the change they can believe in because he is connected to big business and is surrounded by advisors who represent corporate America and the Federal Reserve System. The nationwide events taking place in dozens of cities around the country are not only calling for an end to the Federal Reserve, but also the congressional discussion and implementation of H.R. 2755.
2755 calls for the abolition of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. What that would do is basically dissolve the Federal Reserve system as it stands today. We need to push for that because what happens, see, the Federal Reserve is printing this money. And it's what happened in 1913 was the government gave their own power to print money to a group of private individuals. Now they loan that money back to the government and they charge us interest. So we have to wrestle that power back from those private bankers, give it back to its rightful owner, the government, the people, and restore sound money to this country.
Most attending the End the Fed rally say lawmakers cannot bring about a solution to the ongoing economic crisis because they caused it, and the real change can only come about through the efforts and education of a people's revolution. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.